Mishnah Hey, if when Shabbos or Yom Tov begins, a particular item is designated for a specific use, but then during the course of Shabbos or Yom Tov, the item changes in some way, such that the only way to use that item is in a totally different way to what it was originally designated for. So before Shabbos and Yom Tov, when Shabbos and Yom Tov came in, one did not intend in general, one did not intend or anticipate using it in that second way, and so it would be considered muktzah to use it in that way. For example, let's say one has a healthy animal, so when Yom Tov begins, his intention is to use it to slaughter it and eat it, if anything. But then during the course of Yom Tov, the animal dies suddenly, and now its only use would be to feed it to the dogs. It can't be fed to people because it is a nevela, an animal which died without being slaughtered properly, and is therefore forbidden to eat by Jews, but it can be fed to the dogs, and so it still does have a use. However, since that person, when Yom Tov began, did not have any intention of feeding it to the dogs, if that is the only use, then it is considered to be muktzah, and he would not be able to pick it up to feed it to the dogs, because the only use which he had in mind was to slaughter it for his own eating. However, if the animal was already ill before Yom Tov began, then that person would have had the intention when Yom Tov began, that I'm either going to slaughter it, or in the event that it will die on Yom Tov, then I have the intention of feeding it to the dogs. That would be the general intention of somebody who has an ill animal when Yom Tov begins. And therefore, if the animal does die, it does not become muktzah, and he is allowed to take it and feed it to the dogs. The case under discussion in our Mishnah, although it is not stated explicitly, is an animal which was designated for the Beis HaMikdash, and the animal was ill when Yom Tov began, and then Behemosh HaMesa, the animal died on Yom Tov. Since it was designated to the Beis HaMikdash, it cannot be fed to the dogs, even though it was ill when Yom Tov began, and therefore it has no use at all, lo yizez zeno mimkoma, he may not move it from its place, because it is entirely muktzah. Umaisa, there was a story that once happened with Shalos Rabbi Tarfon Oleha. They asked Rabbi Tarfon about this case, and also about a similar case for Alachala Shenitma'ah, about challah which became tomei. Challah is the portion of dough which one must separate and give to a kohen, and the halacha is that if it becomes tomei, then it must be burnt. So that as well, once the challah became tomei, it now has no use at all, and also would not be able to be fed to the dogs, nobody can eat it, and so v'nichnas l'beis hamedrash v'sha'al, Rabbi Tarfon entered into the beis hamedrash and asked about these two cases, v'omulah, and the chachomim told Rabbi Tarfon, lo yizizem v'kaimam, one may not move them from their place because they are considered muktzah, since they have no use. It should be noted, by the way, that challah which became tomei does technically have a use, because although it cannot be eaten, it can be burnt, it has to be burnt. However, the halacha is that the kohen is allowed to benefit from the burning. Let's say he might use it to fuel his oven, he is allowed to benefit from the burning. Nevertheless, the halacha is that it is forbidden to burn holy food items like challah on Yom Tov, and therefore, on Yom Tov at least, there is no use for it, and it is therefore considered to be muktzah.